to a talk with mom with host Pam McPhee and Mama Bell.
My turn to go.
Join us now for another cozy visit with stories and life lessons to tell. Here is your host.
Hey, welcome back to A Talk with Mom. And we are back on the air, and that feels really good. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Pam.
Since you were on last time, we have celebrated a birthday for you. Are you willing to share what number you are now?
Oh, sure. I'm proud to announce that I am 92, and I think it's a privilege, and I'm very grateful to reaching 92.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think that's true. I think there's a lot of people who've been denied that privilege, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to maybe structure our show a little bit more specifically today. We have some things that I want to go over, a fun section called Listen to Your Mother. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also talking about some generational gap things, and then finishing up with what are we looking forward to. But let's start off with the latest news. What's been going on in 92-year-old land?
Well, I would like to say that my friend Helga and I made a trip, and we visited two grave sites, and we visited a dying friend. And yet, can you believe it? We had a wonderful time. Now, so I'd like to tell you the secret of that.
All right. That is actually pretty, I mean, it's funny that we can laugh about it, but why not? This is just a part of life.
Well, are you going to ask me about the secret?
Well, I am, yeah.
Okay. The secret of it is that when we visited Fred, we talked about old times and shared memories.
Okay. That's nice.
And my dear friend Lil, she just took part and, she was so delighted, and our last words were laughing words together.
Oh, that's nice, Mom. So how long were you and Lil friends?
About 60 years, and she was one of my cheerleaders. And as an example of being a friend, maybe I won't tell you this. Oh, yes, I will. When they had a birthday party for her, she had 80 friends come over.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Do you have 80 friends?
Doubt it. But if I did, I would want them to all come for my birthday party. Well done, Lil. I wonder if that meant, my daughter would ask, does that mean she got 80 presents?
Which reminds me of changing the subject a little bit. I remember your daughter, whenever I came to visit, she'd always look behind to see if I was holding a present.
Yeah, her love language is gifts. There's no doubt about it. But whose isn't? Okay, well, I'm sorry that you lost Lil, but I think it's just remarkable that you actually went out and visited her, what, 10 days or something before she passed, and yeah, got to have that time with her, because I know you hadn't seen her since a long, long time with all the COVID stuff and everything happening. So
yes,
that was good.
I think one of the powerful messages there, Pam, is that grief is the price you pay for love.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. And I think, you know, I really try to focus on, and Maureen and I had this conversation the other day, like if something ever happens to me, I'm like, I don't want you to be sad the rest of your life. Like, yes, that sucks. That would mean that was my legacy, that I basically made you sad for the rest of your life. I don't want to do that to anybody. So I kind of feel like it's nice to honor the people that we lose by remembering them well. Like, yeah, we're sad they're gone, but we don't want to put a burden on their memory of it just being sad they're gone.
Well, I think for our listeners, one idea is, what is going to be your legacy? And that gives you a purpose for living. What are you going to do as a contribution to the world?
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
all right.
Well, thought there. Can I add that?
For sure.
One other thought I would mention, Pam, is that being happy is your gift to the world.
Well, I want to talk about some latest news too.
Okay.
Since we have started recording our podcast, I haven't seen you since. I have started Airbnb-ing my suite in the basement.
And how is that working?
It's just been so fun. Like, I wouldn't have expected it, but we've met the neatest people. So for those, I don't think I've talked about it yet, but it's Vino Villa is the name of our suite in Kelowna, vinovilla.ca. And it's a 2-bedroom suite. And we've had the best people. Like I had a movie director stay already, which was so cool. And then now they're looking at our house and might shoot a movie in it, which is really exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, we had people from Paris come who were visiting family. We just had a family come who were at a reunion just up the road. So it's just been so much fun to do. And I know, you know, I love a little side hustle. So it's kind of fun to get that money in. And I mean, I am by no means a house cleaner, but I clean that suite with such joy. Because it's just so fun to reset it and make it all nice. And one of my favorite things has been coming up with the gifts for the people in the suite. So I love to do little customized welcome gifts for whoever it might be. So we had this family come who were cheering their daughter on in soccer. So I got them a whole bunch of gifts for the side of the soccer field, like a cooling fan and some cooling mist and some Gatorade drinks and things like that and some snacks to watch the game. And yeah, so anyway, I've been having a lot of fun. And I know sometimes people are pretty down on Airbnbs, but having this suite in our house has been great for the visitors. They're loving it and great for us too. So it's been good. And I mean, we're not having parties or anything. So it's been a real win-win. So I'm super excited about it.
Well, I think whenever you know that you're going to make someone happy, it reflects on you and it makes you happy.
Yeah, actually, I think that is true. And I think that's kind of what goes through my mind. The movie playing in my head is, oh, what are they thinking when they walk in and they see it? And we built, I don't know if I told you this yet, but we built a water fountain out of a wine barrel.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's just the coolest thing. I'll post it on TikTok, my @KelownaPam, if you haven't followed me on TikTok yet. But yeah, we took this wine barrel because Warren built a water fountain in our back. And really, it's just a bucket of water with a pump. And we put a hole in the top of it and it shoots out water. But you know what's so funny? It smells like wine.
My goodness.
Because it was used for making wine. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, hey, how about making an extra one for them? My next, let's see.
Well, I think we're probably going to get a request for a few.
But it might not work for Christmas in Edmonton.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. Every time I walk by it and I get a whiff of red wine, it's like, woo, out of awesome.
Let's go back a bit. Are you sure it was just a whiff?
Oh, yeah. I know. I haven't taken a taste out of the barrel yet, but that day might be coming. All right, Mom, let's move into our next section, which one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast was because I think a lot of people don't have the benefit of having a mom still in their life. And here I have this benefit. You're 92 and thriving and doing well. And sometimes they miss those motherly conversations. And I thought it would be fun to have a new segment called Listen to Your Mother.
Why?
I would love to hear what you have to say, some motherly advice today from a 92-year-old. I would love you to give me some advice at 53 and then some advice to my 20-year-old daughter. Give me some motherly advice.
One of the things I would say is, keep your contacts, remember your escapades, keep your pictures when you can. That is, I've really, really enjoyed treasuring my memories. In fact, I can give you an example if we've got time, Pam, on this.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, my dear friend Lil had lost her husband and she told me she really had sleeping problems. So I said, come to visit me in and tell me any five people you'd like to have for dinner. So five strangers come to my house, but they were friends of Lil's, and they visited and talked about old times till 1:30 in the morning.
That's nice.
And then next morning, Lil told me that was the best sleep she ever had since she lost her husband.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
So is the moral of the story you got to stay up late and party, or is the moral of the story?
No. Are you sure you haven't been whiffing by that barrel?
Yeah.
And no, the moral of the story is talk about old times. They're just a treasure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. One of my favorite sayings is the good old days are today.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And I would encourage any of our listeners to reconnect with your old friends.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. That's good. What would you tell somebody who was 20 years old about connecting with friends?
I'd encourage them to reconnect and so on. And maybe visiting one-to-one is even a better idea than using the computer as a message.
Yeah, having time in person together.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That leads us perfectly into our next segment, which is Generation Gap. So I would love to chat with you a little bit about things that are different for you when you were in your 50s at my age, and maybe even when you were in your 20s as compared to now. What are some things that come to mind that are a real generational gap between today and 40 years ago?
You've kind of caught me off guard here. But one of the things that I would say is we make our own fun and our own parties and our own themes. And I find that moving from a small town to a city has made quite a difference. My small town friends had such imaginative ideas. I remember my friend Lil talking about having a royal tea party, and for her place cards, she had called a duke who had a stupid dog, and she had different royal titles for each of her guests.
Oh, fun. So she put a bunch of effort into spending time together and creating fun experiences together.
Yes. And in a small town, you could expect anyone to drop in for a cup of coffee. And I'm finding, in my experience anyway, we usually have to organize it 2 days ahead or so on. There's less impromptu visiting.
Yeah. I think that is really true. And I think people are not comfortable just popping in to say hi to somebody.
Yes, that's true.
We're all kind of too busy. And plus, you can just text or message, so you just would. That's interesting. That being said, Warren's parents still do. They'll just show up from Edmonton out of the blue. So I guess they haven't caught on to that generational gap difference yet. But
that's a blessing.
Yeah, but it is kind of fun. And I honestly do wish more people would do that and just pop by or say hi or say, hey, you want to meet up. So I think that's a good lesson to learn, actually, that we can maybe make a little bit more fun for ourselves and not have to go to something to sit and watch something, but actually create a little bit of a fun scenario. I'll tell you something fun I'm going to be doing on the weekend. I'm doing a seafood boil. So I'm excited to do this with you one day. Remember when we went, this is good. This is actually a nice segue to my next section, which is remember when we went to Seattle and we went to the lobster pot or the crab pot? The crab pot. And they gave us the hammers and we would hammer the crab.
I absolutely love that. And I remember laughing so hard that the people sitting next to us were laughing at us.
Yeah, it's funny.
And the laughter was just simply contagious.
It was. And I have no idea why you found that so funny. But anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I decided to do that on Saturday night. So I've got... Oh. Yeah, I've got friends coming over and I've ordered from Amazon the hammers for the crabs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the cloth things to scoop out the crab. And so I've been looking it up. I've been chat GPTing it of recipes, and you basically just take a great big pot and you cook potatoes and sausage and corn and shrimp and crab, and then we'll dump it out on the table on newspaper and everybody will dive in. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. How big are the hammers?
Yeah, well, they're the same ones as at the restaurant. They're just wooden mallets, kind of. Yeah.
Oh,
I know, isn't
hilarious.
That fun? So, well, maybe I'll have to, when I come to Edmonton or something, I can throw in my hammers and my crab claw picks and we could try it.
That'd be hilarious. I would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
You know, thinking out ideas for entertaining is just so much fun.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I do enjoy it. And I've gotten much better at being willing to say, hey, would you bring something? And everybody seems to like to bring something because they all want to contribute. And that makes it a lot easier. So somebody's bringing an appetizer, somebody's bringing dessert, and someone else is bringing some of the seafood to put in the pot. So it should be fairly relaxed and fun summer activity. So I'm excited for that.
I'm anxious to hear how that goes over.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, Mom?
Well, as it happens, 24 hours from now, I'm leaving for Regina. And now I'm going to visit eight first cousins and one aunt. And
nice.
So it's going to be wonderful.
That's good. And where are all the activities happening?
Well, in Regina, I'm not sure. I know that Leona, my aunt, has arranged for luncheons out and a trip to Weyburn, Saskatchewan.
Nice. That'll be lovely. Will you go to Sidhu?
Well, we'll have to see. I would really like to do that and visit my parents' grave.
Right. And see if your house is still standing.
Well, yeah, that's another story. And then we'll talk about old times. For example, when my another aunt, received her diamond under the Christmas tree. And we have a lot of family stories.
Oh, and
about my dear sister who fell on a cactus plant.
Okay, Mom, I think some listeners might be going, wait a second, you're 92 and you're going to see your aunt?
Yes.
So how old is your aunt?
She's 2 years younger than me. But hey, you're pretty sharp on your math there.
Okay. Explain to me how that works again.
Okay.
So you're, yeah.
Well, my mother was married at a very young age. I think she was 18. And my grandmother gave birth to a young daughter, Leona, 2 years later.
Okay.
So Leona was really like almost a sister to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her to pieces, and hopefully she's listening. She'll be very excited to see you. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, Mom, that's 20 minutes already. I try to keep these short and sweet. And I think that was really, really fun. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go?
Yes, I have some good news too. And that is, we have a family member who is going to get paid for acting.
Yes, this I have already heard in full disclosure, and it's pretty awesome. A dinner theater in Calgary, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. And so another thing I'm looking forward to is I'm going with a family member to the Lion King in Calgary in a couple of weeks. And while I'm doing that, I'm also going to a 55th wedding anniversary.
That's
so
amazing.
So there's lots to look forward to.
Oh my gosh, you're busy, busy, busy.
Well, I'd like to think I'm happy, happy, happy.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to be. Awesome, Mom. Okay, well, we're going to say bye to everybody. And hopefully we'll get back on and do another podcast again soon.
For sure. This has been fun. Thanks, Pam. But... my word, last bit of advice, just be cautious about those whiffs at that wind barrel.
The wine barrel? You know what would be really funny is if we could actually fill the little bucket with wine one day and just have it be like a wine fountain. I might have to work on that.
Maybe you can work something in with that seafood theme.
All right, stay tuned on the wine fountain development. Okay, thanks for joining us today in a talk with Mom, everybody. We will look forward to hearing from you. Follow us on all the different platforms. You can watch us on YouTube, add comments, send us emails, or visit us at atalkwithmom.com where you can submit any comments, questions, thoughts. Loved having you today, Mom, and we'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.